I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Radical Muslim clerics are taking aim at the Bible now. A small but well-connected sect wants Pakistan's Supreme Court to ban certain passages in Scripture under the country's notorious blasphemy laws. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says even if the motion gains traction, gospel outreach won't be hampered much.
At this point, it's a lot of noise. If it starts to be motion towards actually banning the Scriptures, that will be a huge concern.
But you can pray. There's more online. Next, Zambia is one of the 30 poorest countries in the world. 500,000 kids live on the streets. Greg Yoder, not me, but with Christian World Outreach, says the street boys are shunned by society and even the church.
If they go to church, people suspect they're there to steal.
Christian World Outreach workers are taking a chance on these boys, though. Friendships with the young men turned into two ministry groups of about 50 boys each. The boys now have a safe haven to play games, eat meals, share concerns, and learn about Christ.
Many of these young men have become Christians just because we've shown them some love and care about them as people.
Pray for this ministry and give online. And Father's Day is the third Sunday in June in the U.S. The Jesus Film Project is offering you a way to give a gift that not only honors Dad, but also celebrates the spiritual legacies he's passed on to you. A gift in his name ensures film teams around the world can get the hope of Christ to the remotest areas. When your gift is received, a thoughtful card will be prepared for your dad, letting him know that you remembered him in a unique way. We have more details and links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes By Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible by making it available to you on dramatized MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.